Today is a great day to be in the KNKX studios as we welcome trumpeter Marquise Hill's Black Tet. Raised in Chicago, his musical education runs from his parents' soulful record collection to the Kenwood Academy, Ravinia Jazz Scholars Program, Northern Illinois and DePaul University, to Chicago musicians like Bobby Broom and Vaughn Freeman and others. And Marquise Hill won the Monk Institute Trumpet Competition in 2014. It's the same year he released his album Modern Flows Volume 1 and also the year he moved to New York City. The wonderful record The Way We Play followed in 2016 when he was also touring with the Marcus Miller Band. That's when I first met him here in our studios. Last year, Hill released Modern Flows Volume 2, continuing his exploration of a groovy modern jazz style featuring a number of guest vocalists. It's a celebration of the distinct black creative forces of jazz, gospel, blues, rock, and hip-hop that's thrilling jazz fans of all ages. Marquise Hill Black Tet in our studios today includes a group that now, every time I go to see this band, I've run into audience members who's like, yeah, but I'm really here to see that guy or that guy. It's always a great side men working with Marquise Hill. Today, saxophonist Braxton Cook. Young vibraphone star Joel Ross is going to show his skills on the piano. Jeremiah Hunt at the bass. Jonathan Pinson drumming. Marquise grew up watching the Chicago Bulls deny our Supersonics of a championship in 96. But I won't hold that against you. The city is still a big part of what makes your music yours. Can you tell us a little bit about how Chicago comes through in your music?
Yeah, you know, I always give praise and I give thanks to all my mentors. They ingrained in me the importance of studying the music, studying the history of the music, but also creating your own voice, you know, searching for your own thing, your own identity. And that's something that I've been, you know, kind of on a search for a while. And I would say that's one of the biggest influences from Chicago. And then just the sound of all the different sounds of the city, from the city, kind of ingrained in my music as well.
Yeah. And as I said, you moved to New York about 5 years ago. You're still in New York, am I right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, that's another big city, the jazz center of the world. And I wonder how that city has influenced the way you play.
Oh, man. You know, just being around the energy of New York City. I tell all my students, you know, just being in the city makes you a better player. Just literally, you know, being around the electric energy of the city elevates your playing. So imagine being able to go out and hear greats every single night of the week. You know, you have access to so much music in the city. And for me, that's what keeps me there. I'm able to go check out different music and that inspires me. So, yeah.
Every city needs a lot of jazz clubs around.
Yeah,
let's all
yes.
Remember that. You had a chance, as I mentioned, to tour with Marcus Miller, who wonderfully said it's all about keeping one foot in history and one in the future. It seems like you've taken that to heart. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a true believer. That's what it is. That's what it's about. That's what Miles and the greats, that's what they had in mind. They were forward thinking, but also it's a continuum. Mm-hmm. It's a big continuum. We're all connected. The music is connected. So,
right.
Yeah.
And through all the genres, too. I mean, mm-hmm. from soul to hip hop and even country music, there's a through line through all of that. It's mm-hmm. human music.
Absolutely.
Now, your music, I think if you look through all your albums, there's a message to be found in your music. And I wonder who inspired your interest in playing music that means something. Where did you get that? Mm-hmm. That desire.
I mean, I think when you study the history, you know, of this music, message has always been in the music. I think it's our jobs as artists to portray what's happening in today's society through our art form. It's not just music. It's like you said, it's music for humans. It's music for the people. And it's our jobs to educate and elevate the people through our art and expose them to the things that are happening in the world today. So.
And one of the smart ways you do that on Modern Flows Volume 2 is with the help of guest vocalists, rappers and singers and spoken word. Mm-hmm. I'm thrilled with the way it comes across on Modern Flows 2. It's a really good combination. I wonder what the collaboration with those vocalists was like. Mm-hmm. Were you collaborating on the lyrics or just providing the music? How did it work?
Mm-hmm. On the spoken word material, you know, I thought up the concept and I sat down with the artists and we just had tea and talked about the concept, where I was coming from, and I gave them complete freedom to run with, you know, my bullet points, my thought process. And again, I just gave them complete freedom and it came out beautifully.
One of the vocalists on the album is here in the band today. I would love to hear his impressions of how that collaboration worked. Braxton mm-hmm. Cook singing on a tune on the record. How did the collaboration on that song work?
me and Marquise both live in Harlem. He literally came over to my apartment. And he was like, "Hey, man, I'm trying to lay down some vocals." I think you had all the, like you said, he wrote out most of that, of the lyrics. And we worked it out in my apartment in like an hour or so. That's literally it. He had the idea for exactly how he wanted the record to go. So.
Right on. Marquise Hill, one of the things I find so impressive about your music is how you manage a very modern sound, but it's mostly acoustic music. Mm-hmm. And I wonder how you accomplish that Marquise Hill Black Tet sound. What is the secret to it?
I mean, it's I guess it's the approach. It's the approach of the musicians. I mean, we're in a jazz quintet format, but our intention and the approach that we're playing the music, it's that's what brings the music to life, you know. And when I'm writing the music, I'm also writing for these musicians specifically. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking of the history of the music, but also how I can incorporate my sound, you know. And I also like to play with musicians who they have that knowledge of the history, but also they have their foot in the future as well. So I think all those things combined brings the sound of the music.
Now, as the Black Tet proves, it's okay for a bunch of guys to get together and play music. You sound pretty good for a bunch of guys, but there are some wonderful females also involved in Modern Flows too. And you've also worked with singer Christy Daschle on The Way We Play. And why is it important for you to feature women on your records?
I mean, I come from a woman. That's, you know, my mother's a woman, my grandmother's a woman, my great-grandmother's a woman. So it's important. I think, especially in today's modern society, the voice of women, they're kind of silenced. So in my opinion, it's very important to just showcase their voice and their opinions. And I use my music as one of those platforms to do that.
Right. Yeah. If what we play is life, I think we all hear a lot from women in our lives. Yeah. It's important to hear that in the music, too.
Yeah.
And your grandma gets a couple of shout outs on the new record. Can you tell us how she influenced you?
Yeah. My grandma, she was just a real one, as they say. I wrote a tune on the record called The Watcher. And it was about how she would sit on the porch daily and just patrol the neighborhood. You know, she knows everything that's happening on our block. And it was a group of watchers, and they're normally the elderly women in the neighborhood. And yeah, she's just inspired me and influenced me in many ways. So that's one of the tunes that I wrote for her.
And you were talking about the members of your band and how you write for them. Mm-hmm. We've got different players in your live touring band as your recording band. You also work with Christopher McBride and Justafan and Josh Ramos and Micaiah McCraven. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us the differences about working with those bands, different bands?
Yeah, I mean, everyone brings their own unique voice. But again, what I said earlier, it's about the concept and where they're coming from. Every musician you just named, they have, you know, a place in their heart for the history of the music, but also they're looking forward as well. So I like to surround myself with musicians with that type of mind frame. And that's what keeps the music alive, and it keeps the continuum going. So.
Yeah, you are working with some wonderful players. And like I was saying earlier, every time I see Marquise Hill's Black Tet, somebody says, "Well, I can't wait to see Braxton Cook," or "I can't wait to see Joel Ross," or something like that. So it's a wonderful group of musicians you have with you. And it certainly feels more like a conversation between young musicians than it does the Marquise Hill Show.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Now, tell us about another version of your music, the meditation tapes. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a different process of creating those. How do those work?
Yeah. Meditation tape was a project, I mean, really centered around meditation. I live in New York with this great drummer. It's one of those crazy New York stories. My second apartment, just I randomly roommate with this great drummer, Marvin Boogaloo Smith. He toured with Archie Shepp, toured with Sun Ra. And every morning we would sit and talk about meditation and spirituality. So I started to record these conversations, and eventually I started to hear music and I started to compose music around the conversations, and it came out to a beautiful project.
Yeah. Is that a series that's going to continue to produce new music?
Possibly. Yeah.
I guess I'm leading up to Modern Flows Volume 2 is almost a year old. What's next?
I'm working on something for the fall.
Can you tell us any details?
Soon.
All
soon
right.
Very soon, yeah.
I want to finish up asking about jazz education. As I said in the introduction, you've had some extensive jazz education, really of all kinds. And I recently met up with you at Centrum's Jazzport Townsend, the jazz camp. Got a couple of students who were there in our studio session audience today. And I wonder if you could talk about transitioning into the role of mentor from being, mentored yourself.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I got my undergraduate in music education. I got my master's degree in jazz pedagogy, how to teach. Teaching and education has always been important to me. My mentors, again, I praise them. They ingrained in me that, you know, the greatest performers were also the greatest educators. And it's the history of this music is about passing the knowledge down. So education from day one has just been important to me. You know, we have to keep the music alive by passing the knowledge down.
Past, present, and future of jazz is here in our studios today. Marquise Hill Black Tet, thank you so much for being here. The latest album is called Modern Flows Volume 2, and we're all looking forward to what surprises will come in the months ahead. Thanks again to all the members in our audience, the members of our leadership circle, and your generous contributions. The support of all the KNKX listeners make these performances possible. Connect to our massive archives at knkx.org. Thanks to our studio session sponsors, the Shack Art Center. Big thanks to Brian for his audio production today. And with that, we will wrap up this edition of the KNKX Studio Sessions. For more, knkx.org.